This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Christopher Intagliata. Got a minute?
Oh my, sir. Looks like you got a bad case of the chew daddies. The woodsman's companion? Bed bugs.
Bed bugs are notoriously tough to exterminate. Many populations have already evolved resistance to common insecticides. But they do have a non-chemical enemy, kidney bean leaves. The leaves' microscopic hairs pierce the bug's feet, trapping them after just a few six-legged steps. It's a traditional anti-bedbug measure in the Balkans, and tests have shown the leaves to be remarkably effective, but only when freshly picked, meaning it's not the most practical tactic for city dwellers. So researchers tried a synthetic alternative. They created molds of the leaves and cast 158 replicas using various plant-like polymers. The synthetic leaf surfaces looked identical to the real leaves, each sporting tens of thousands of sharp hooked hairs. But they didn't impale or trap bedbugs in the lab. They just snagged them momentarily, delaying their march toward blood. Those results appear in the Journal of the Royal Society Interface. The researchers are still hunting for the bean leaf's secret. If they discover it, they say it could be a nifty way to treat infestations without pesticides. As long as the thought of all those bloodsuckers trapped and squirming under your bed won't bug you all night. Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Christopher Intagliata.
I don't have bed bugs, Kenneth. I went to Princeton.